This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Stephen A. said Kawhi's the biggest fake superstar. No, right now, Tatum is.
Celtics fans, y'all love to call this out, right?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Jason Tatum, not always there when you call, but always on time.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Prime Video TNF analyst Andrew Whitworth. CBS sports broadcaster Jim Nance. Still to come, actor and comedian Joel McHale. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. What a fun 2 hours we've already had on this Friday show. And if you missed the first hour of Andrew Whitworth in studio and missed Jim Nance last hour talking about the Amazon Prime Video and CBS NFL on CBS schedules of the National Football League, don't worry. We re-air right away right here on the Roku channel, channel 210. If you're watching us, stay put. If you missed any of that. If you're watching us and you're like, all right, I can't stay put, guess what? Right here on the Roku channel, part of our Roku relationship, the Rich Eisen Show collection page, it's a video on demand service. There's our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. If you're listening to us saying, oh, I missed the first 2 hours. By the way, I don't want to put words in your mouth. there's our podcast.
You just put a lot.
There's our podcast, the Rich Eisen Show podcast, for all podcasts required, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. I just said the word podcast five times now in the last 30 seconds. Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to all of our audiences. It's been a fun 2 hours. Jim Nance just shared a story about John Madden, and I thought it would be something about him and being with Madden on the road and the bus and whatever. And he talked about how he was so in awe of Madden that he didn't avail himself of Madden's time when it was available to him as much as he wanted to. I mean, what a story that was last hour. You knocked us all over with a feather, and it's one of those for the radio audience. It's one of those that, that keeps you in the car, sitting there in the parking lot or wherever you're driving. So we appreciate everybody that's been out there for the last 2 hours. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take some phone calls. This hour, I've got the team that I think's got the toughest schedule. That's how we'll finish up this program. So stay tuned throughout, and we'll have Joel McHale in studio to keep us entertained in about 18 minutes time. He's a diehard Seahawks fan. The 1 hour premiere of Crime Scene Kitchen is coming up Monday, the first Monday of June. So he's coming in advance of that. We'll just make notes of all the things going on with Joel, and he joins us shortly. We're about to do What's More Likely here on this program. But let's get into everyone else's schedules here. Okay, and by everyone else, I mean the guys in the room. That's what I mean. TJ, let's do this first, hey. Since it's the varsity. You want to do the varsity schedule here? I'm not asking you to do the win-loss stuff.
Yeah,
let's take a look.
I'm not doing
we're not prepared to do that. I mean, Terzo and Iowa.
You made me do that way too early last year.
By the way, it is too early to do the win-loss stuff.
Terzo, crazy.
Like, if I had to name a team of the 32 in the NFL for which it's the most too early, I would name the 49ers.
Yeah,
you don't know their
got new signal caller.
You know what I mean?
Quarterback.
Like, you know who's going to be the quarterback in every team in the AFC East, including Bailey Zappi. Every team in the AFC North.
Same intensity.
You know, every team in the AFC South, except for the Colts. I mean, it's going to be Stroud.
It's going to be.
You have to figure it's Richardson, right?
Yeah.
Every team in the AFC West. Every team in the NFC East, except Washington, but you think it's going to be Sam Howell, right?
Well, yeah.
The teams in the NFC North. You got it.
Yep.
You got it. In the NFC South, you know everybody.
Yep.
In the NFC West.
Well, it might be Trask.
It is not going to be Trask. It's going to be Baker Mayfield, pal.
All right.
Come on now. They went for the 49ers. So I'm not, you know, Terzo gave us the win-loss. He says the Niners are going to go 12-5. And he said it's Trey Lance for the first 4 weeks. He even baked in the changing of the guard, the inevitable changing of the quarterback guard that seems to happen every year now for the 49ers. Yeah, he said Trey Lance is going to go 3-1, and then they'll bench him going into the week 5 game against the Cowboys for Purdy. And it might be, by the way, Darnold starting all 17 anyway. That's how crazy it is for the Niners. All right.
I don't know.
The Dallas Cowboys schedule. Let's take a look at it.
Let's look.
Here we go.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
All right. They got the Cowboys and the Giants in MetLife to kick off the Sunday night football schedule. Then the Giants co-tenants of MetLife comes to kick off the Jones Mahal schedule, Jets at Cowboys at Arizona. So that'll be, it's Colt McCoy there still, right? Is it Colt?
As far as we know.
think so.
And so New England.
Bailey Zappi.
Bailey okay. Zappi's coming. It's going to be Mac Jones. Let's be honest.
Thank you.
At San Francisco on a Sunday night. At the Chargers on a Monday night. The Cowboys coming here October 16th, TJ. That's the
are you coming? Are you going to go to that
game? Time. That's the time you're going to have to leave your house.
Yesterday, I looked at the schedule, and I said to myself, you know what? If somebody can hook me up with a ticket, I'm going to go to this game.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I mean, just spend the money.
I know a guy named Stubb. His last name is Hub.
A seat and geek, too.
There's a ticket and a master?
Yeah.
Monday. Somebody out there, I'll get the hookup.
You want Daniel Jeremiah next time he's on? He only calls radio games for him?
No, I'll call my Uncle Jerry.
Oh.
Wow.
He's got the hookup.
My bad.
My Uncle Mike. My brother Micah.
Then a bye week for the Dallas Cowboys, followed by a visit for the Chargers co-tenants.
The Rams.
The Rams visit on a Sunday right before November. It starts with at Philadelphia.
All right, now week 9 gets personal.
Hold on.
Home for the Giants. At Carolina, Cowboys v. Bryce Young. Then it's the Thanksgiving game against Washington. As we mentioned, the Cowboys now play the first Thursday after Thanksgiving, always against another team that plays on Thanksgiving. So it's a full complex. It's not a short week.
Yeah, give us that full
on Thursday night.
I like that.
Sunday night against Philadelphia, at Buffalo, at Miami, home for Detroit.
Detroit.
Boy, that is a tough,
tough close
December
right there. Tough close.
Schedule.
Tough close. I'm going to say,
like
11-6.
That's a tough December schedule. If you want, ask either one of us AFC East folk what it's like to go to Miami in December. You think, okay, we're out of the cold. It's great. Yeah, it's not a cold weather game.
It's not great. It's terrible.
Weird.
I think the Pats are 2-9
happens.
In their last 11 December Miami games?
It was so much weird stuff happened. Brady thought the footballs were being, because it used to be the footballs were handled by the home team for both teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Brady always thought that in Miami, right before a game-winning drive, they would bust one fresh out Brand of the new. Box and it would just be all shiny and slippery and slick. And here, Tom, there's your football. So that's when Brady and a bunch of quarterbacks in the NFL, I think Peyton Manning was one, Hasselbeck was another. This is how long ago it was, too, that they told the NFL, we want to use our own footballs on the road. And the NFL's like, done. That's how it messes with your head.
Well, you ain't
messes
getting
with
Micah
your head.
Parsons said, so we're cool.
Okay.
Yeah. He ain't going to care about none of that.
11-6.
But, I mean, this schedule is... it seems fair. It's just a bye week, week 7, a little early.
A little early, but, you know, it is.
But the
it
December
is.
Schedule, December jumps out at you.
It's rough. But, hey,
and Aaron Rodgers, man.
You're going to have to win games.
Rodgers and Dallas just can't quit each other.
Right.
Even when he goes to the Jets, he has to play in Dallas. I love it.
I don't love that as much.
You want to look at the Pats, and then we'll do what's more likely?
Pats have a hard schedule.
Well, I mean, it's the same one as the Jets. With the exception of a couple teams.
Yeah, it's fifth hardest based on last year's winning percentage.
Yeah, okay.
That's tough.
You got, Philadelphia, Miami, Jets, Dallas. I mean,
a nice 5-0 start.
First, of course, of course the Patriots have a nice soft start with two at home in a row. That's great.
Two at home against playoff.
Okay. Uh-huh. At the Jets, at Dallas, home for New Orleans. You don't have to go there. At Las Vegas, a little Belichick, hoodie versus McDaniels.
I'll be at that
Jimmy
one.
G's there. That'll be a nice little homecoming. Home for Buffalo, at Miami.
I mean,
home for Washington, home for Indianapolis.
Pats could be 1-7. I mean, November.
Look, I mean, you could have gotten the 4 games the Jets had in a row to start the season. But
by the way, what's the difference?
Well, the Jets get the Bills. You don't. You get Philadelphia.
Oh, we got a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right. Same intensity. It's on. So put up that one more time, and then we'll get to what's more likely, if you don't mind here. Which game does Zappi start?
None of them.
None of them.
Stop it.
September 10th game,
wrong?
Obviously.
What
what's
wrong
with
you people?
September 10th.
None of them.
Show some respect for a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Well, I mean,
somebody did he make the Pro Bowl?
Somebody had to go.
By the way, was he in the top 100 or not? Yes, he was.
Top 100 quarterbacks?
Show some respect.
Yeah, there's only 32.
He was 85th, okay? Show some respect for Mac Jones.
I respect him.
No, you don't.
I have nothing but love and respect.
No, you don't.
I'm only giving you what you get, and you give to me.
I got to see it from the Jets.
Okay.
I believe.
I showed him Joe Namath saying to me on NFL Network last night, I'm like, you got a guarantee for me? He said, I guarantee it's going to be better than last year, which is a great line.
Yeah.
And he says it won't.
Well, what do you expect?
You think
them
the
to
Jets
say?
Aren't better than last year?
I'm a hater.
Got it.
Of course not. Of course,
spraying haterade all over this.
Yeah, but you're also a TV professional, man. Give us your honest opinion on it.
I'm a hater. The Jets stink. They'll always be the Jets. Some teams are always losers, and that's who they are. That's what the Jets are.
Wow.
50 years of losing. Okay, one guy coming in and with his conspiracy theories and a new number doesn't change who they are.
Wow, man. That's how he feels, bro.
I can feel it.
Are you talking about the conspiracy theory about Scott Foster or different ones for Rodgers?
A couple
different conspiracy
ones.
Theories.
Well, some are true and some are conspiracy theories.
Let's get to what's more likely here on this Friday.
Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, very good. What do you got over
there,
Chris Brockman?
Hey, guys, what's up? Did you hear the schedule came out yesterday?
I did.
Better divisional week one matchup. What's more likely to be the better one of those? Bengals-Browns or Raiders-Broncos?
Bengals-Browns or Raiders-Broncos? I'll do Raiders-Broncos. There's a lot of changes there, and that's a jump ball. I still think the Bengals are better than the Browns. Everybody's still... I mean,
I know, but nobody's talking about the Browns
you know
at
what?
All.
You know
Deshaun
what?
Deshaun Watson's still a good quarterback.
I know that, and that's one of my greatest mysteries coming out of the draft. Remember, I had my top five mysteries? Bengals are one of the best teams in the AFC. They should go on the road and just dance on top of the elf, man. And that's what they should do. That's and funny. I think the better matchup going Raiders-Broncos. That's a jump ball. That's a total jump ball. And plus, Denver's at home. So I'll go Denver. I love this. Put a pin in this. What's more likely? It'll take 5 months to come up with, but I bet you that's a better game.
So much payoff.
Uh-huh.
Who's more likely to be the Thanksgiving Day host to be in first place? Lions, Cowboys,
nice.
Or Seahawks?
Nice. I'll go Lions. I'm on it. I told you.
Lions, Cowboys, Seahawks.
I will go Lions. I will say that. I believe the Eagles are as good as they were last year. I believe, let me get this correct. I love it.
Vikings.
I've got my color-coded schedule. The first time that I am looking at this, Dallas will play Philadelphia in week 9. And I think they will win that because Philadelphia is at home.
Dallas a little easier schedule.
And I think Philadelphia will be the team in first place on Thanksgiving. And I think the Lions, the Leon, will get it done, man. I am all about Detroit. Detroit, after that very tough start, they're home for Seattle. By the way, that game had 90 million points scored last year. Mm-hmm. Atlanta at Green Bay on a Thursday night. I kind of dig it. I like the Lions. I'll take the. I am all on the line bandwagon right now. I am biting kneecaps right now.
The new Raiders.
This year's Raiders.
No, new Raiders.
How good did that work out for me last year?
Not great. Bob.
What else?
More likely to have the better primetime record this year. We're going to see these guys a lot in primetime. Chiefs or Jets?
Dude.
What?
What are you talking about?
Who's going to be better in primetime?
I am.
What, you think the Jets are going to the Super Bowl? So, like, back your play.
I am out of the business of saying the Chiefs aren't the same anymore. I'm out of that business. I am not in the predicting business involving the Chiefs anymore.
When it
comes to them not being all that they have proven to be, I'm out of that business. I am done. Kaput.
You have to have 6 primetime games. What do you got?
Over.
Kaput.
Out. I choose the Chiefs as well. That
one?
Is more likely. Yes. Out. Wow. Come on, man. Done. Chiefs, whatever, anything that's more likely about the Chiefs, positive, it's the Chiefs. Over.
That's so lame.
It's not lame.
Jeez.
I am out of the business of saying, well, this is the year. Well, I could see what they did in this If they didn't skip a beat after losing Tyreek Hill, they will not skip a beat on any front.
All right.
As long as 1587 and their coach is still there. And Chris Jones. What else?
It's funny we talked about the 49ers earlier. 49er quarterback most likely to start the most games this year.
Oh,
Darnold,
yeah.
Lance, or Purdy?
Purdy. I'll take Purdy.
He can't throw a football right now.
I'm still doing it. This is a good one. 49ers quarterback to start more games this season. You're asking me this right now May 12th.
Turzo predicted the schedule.
Well, it's his fault.
Nobody told him to do that.
I still think it's him.
No one told him to say, I'm going to call 844-204-RICH and predict the most unpredictable of all the schedules.
I think Sam Darnold wins a playoff game this year.
So which one?
Seeing ghosts.
Which one do you see?
I would take Darnold.
Out of all of them.
He's the only one healthy and who's been playing recently.
Lance is healthy now.
But has he played in 2 years?
I got it.
Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know.
But we know his ankle's fine.
I'm still taking Purdy.
I don't know.
Dude.
I got proof of that.
Here's the scoop. Purdy is on a 7th round draft pick contract.
Well, he's making like
out of here.
He's making like $400K.
Dude, get out of here. That's what you want. That's the mother load. If you can have a quarterback on a 7th round rookie contract be able to quarterback you to a Super Bowl, you are riding that horse.
You know what Purdy's signing bonus was?
$3.
$77,000.
It said $3.
His signing bonus was Jed York is just like, I think I've got it here. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
His cap it is $57,000. That's insane.
What's wrong with you?
What else, Chris?
Oh, my gosh. All right. More likely to repeat as East Division champ, Eagles or Bills?
Eagles.
Bills.
Next.
Bills.
Next.
I'm just going to jump in here, Bills.
Eagles. Next.
I mean, nobody
come on,
me
man.
Bills.
In all honesty, I know you're a big Cowboy fan. Tougher division. AFC East, NFC East. Get out of here. Stop it.
Easily.
Stop it.
You don't got to play the Commanders twice a year, bro.
Alan.
Wow.
Did I just call them that?
Excuse me. Alan Rodgers. Belichick. Mm-hmm. I'll go there instead of Mac Jones. Okay.
Thank you.
And nobody is talking about
Sam Howell. You're right.
Vic Fangio coming out of retirement to be a defensive coordinator in this league again and coordinate the Dolphins' defense. That is significant, and not enough people are talking about it. What else you got over there,
Chris? All right, last one. They play each other week one. Perhaps you've heard of these teams. NFC outsider to make the playoffs this year, Bears or Packers?
Ooh. I'll go Packers. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to hate on them just because I think Jordan Love is going to, you know what, the bed. I think he's going to be good.
Fields,
man. And odds are he's going to the Hall of Fame and he'll be the Jets quarterback in 2035. Okay, so odds are that's it. So I'll take him to keep the ship afloat, go to Canton, and then welcome him to New Jersey, you know, when my daughter goes to college and she's 9. That's more likely.
Wow.
You didn't expect me to extrapolate the likeliness and all the way to the next decade, did you?
Go way down the line.
Okay, you thought it was just boxed into this year, and I went next decade on it.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, let's take a break. The great Joel McHale is here. Fantastic. This is going to be great. Don't go anywhere. We're back with Joel in a moment. Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep, because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The 1 hour premiere of the Crime Scene Kitchen is Monday, June 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Paired with Stars on Mars.
Is that right?
Yes. Know. It's a show where they take celebrities and they get them to live like Matt Damon on Mars. That's a real show.
If it's on Fox, you must be hosting that too.
I want to, and they won't let me.
Do you own Fox now?
I own part of Fox.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I own the Style Network, which is now part of Fox. Style Network is the network. You kids out there, it's an old network that was way back when. It was right up there with the GQ network. I'm going to make all these old hits. It's like a grandpa talking about the old times. It's so nice to be back. You're the nicest man in sports.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It's a very...
Next to Howie Long. And... you created an empire.
Oh gosh! Well, you know what we've created, as you pointed out, a sports memorabilia hoarding.
It really has
room.
Can I have something? Is anything what's the most valuable thing you think you have in here?
That's a great question.
Well, like what could actually be sold at one of those sports auctions?
Well, behind the couch right there are you don't see it there Rose Bowl seats. Did you ever play in the Rose Bowl?
Oh, I was there.
Well, you were on a Washington Huskies team.
I was on a Washington Huskies team where I put on the shirt and then sat in the stands. I was redshirted at that point.
Oh, I think that counts.
That counts.
Does it?
Anybody who's played in the Rose Bowl.
I didn't play.
But you dressed. You could have.
I didn't have pads on. I was in the stands because they were like, you're ineligible.
But if like five people got hurt, would you have come down out of the stands and played in the game?
Yeah. Technically, they would, which they should do to show how hard it is to play football. It would be like, you're going to win the Rose Bowl seat A26. Come on down. And they suit them up. And then, they get their heads taken.
So Don James did not dress you that day? Is that
He did not. He dressed me other days. Yes, Don James. The great Don James.
The great Don James.
Great quote.
So those Rose Bowl seats have been signed by a whole bunch of people who've played in the Rose Bowl. Troy Aikman, right? Ron Rivera. Who else has signed that?
Ryan Leaf, Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Warren Moon.
Has Warren signed that?
He hasn't been here.
He hasn't been here. Oh, okay.
How about Dale Ellis?
Mark Harmon?
Any of the Sonics?
Any of the Sonics? Michael Cage.
Michael Cage. Xavier McDaniel. Any of them.
Detlef Schrempf.
Lonnie Sheldon.
Has not signed those
Sean
seats.
Kemp has yet Tom to make Chambers. His way to the state.
Oh, yeah. How's Sean Kemp doing?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
He pleaded not innocent to that thing.
Right now.
But there's video of it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, those are the most valuable items that we have. That's probably the most valuable.
Well, what about my Cowboy seat, Rich?
What do you got?
The Cowboys with Emmett and Troy and Michael.
That's okay, good. We got that.
The Yankee Stadium old bleacher.
So really, it's a lot of junk.
Well, what it is
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, Joel. You've met my wife. Stop.
You married. Up
and I appreciate
Dear
that. So did you.
God,
so
yes, did I did, so and did I am proud to say I have.
So a lot of the stuff in here. Is material that the sentence starts with, you know where that would look good? You know, not here, in your studio.
Yep.
So this is kind of many reasons. I love doing this show. As you know, I love my partnership with Roku and the Roku channel.
Oh,
you know,
come on. You don't have to kiss ass.
No, I'm not. That's true. Well, I've got to keep it going because I do this show because it's also a storage facility. I have no idea what I would do with this stuff.
And now Roku is run by the great Charlie Collier.
Yes, indeed.
I love that man. Very nice man.
As do I. And we last saw each other at the NFL Honors, right?
We did.
At the Super Bowl.
I won Comeback Player of the Year. I can't believe it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
By the way. You had the same, requirements for Comeback Player of the Year as Geno Smith, which is comeback from the bench. He's one of the few players who's won that award, not injured at all.
Crazy.
He wasn't coming back from an injury. just the bench.
Yeah, it was so. That whole season. I'm just so happy about it.
You should be.
And our power ranking, we're pretty good.
Yes.
We're like top 10.
Devin Witherspoon, the kid they drafted, is a stud, man.
Our receiver core is, watch out.
Yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's played in the Rose Bowl. He has Rose Bowl records. He had the greatest Rose Bowl game in the history of receiving. And he's on the Seattle Seahawks right now.
I'll never be able to match you with stats or facts.
Well,
or
it's my job.
It is your job. But that's why it's still so surprising I beat you at password.
That's right. Holy smokes. Not my fault.
You know,
it's a team effort.
It was not your fault.
You were there. Forgot about that.
We went
against each other in password.
And I was like, I'm going to get my ass handed to me because Rich is one of the quick, he has the quickest, and he also has just this buffet of knowledge ready to just go like, I got that, I got that, I got that. I'm like, we're going to get our asses. I told the woman I was partnered with, we have to step up. And then, okay, I don't know if you've seen Password, but at the end, you know, you don't see, the other person is trying to get you to guess the word. They see the word, and the woman accidentally said the word.
She said the
I
word.
I think the word was
caffeine.
Yeah, and she just goes, it's caffeine.
It's got caffeine.
It's
like what caffeine would say or something like that.
I felt so bad for her, but they were like, it happens all the time. And then she went on.
We went on to the top of the pyramid. It's one of those, like, you got to play on, and she would have had the money, and I would have. So it wasn't my fault. I appreciate
it. It wasn't your fault. But the woman
that we were together.
I was with, that was on the show before, but she was like 6'2", and she goes, if we win, I'm going to jump on you. And I was like, okay. And she did. That was the greatest display of strength because she jumped up and like I held her, excuse me. And it worked. We won. And then she won a trip to Nova Scotia. And she was from like Montreal, so she was like, oh, I've been there. And I was like, can we switch it to Hawaii or something?
Can you opt out? Is there an opt out plan?
I can be like, I'm fine.
What's Strahan doing giving away tickets to Nova Scotia?
Amazing. Yeah,
that's an oddly specific vacation locale.
Have you ever been up there?
I have not, sir.
No, I hear it's beautiful.
I shouldn't denigrate.
There's a town up there called Dildo.
No, there is not.
There is. Look it up. Dildo Canada. And Jimmy Kimmel is the unofficial mayor of Dildo.
No,
and I am not joking.
Oh my gosh.
Not supposed to talk about things like this.
I
look it up. You guys have.
No, you're talking geography right now, is what you're saying.
I am. But yes, you feel are. Like Dildo Canada. Look up Dildo Brewery.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's in Newfoundland.
It's in Newfoundland. All
that's
right.
My radio affiliates are like, can we talk about a different location?
Can we please? Well, what about your listeners in Dildo?
I don't know if we have any.
How dare you? I think you've got a lot of dildos.
Those radios are buzzing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale is here. Crime Scene Kitchen. Monday, June 5th.
What about, Animal Control got picked up for a second season.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
You can't, Fox can't quit you. I mean, seriously.
I love Fox.
You are.
I really do.
I know you do. Don't kiss up now, Joel.
Listen, I think you can. That's right. They're the greatest network of all time. You know what it's like when you're on a network that doesn't take care of you.
Yes.
And then you know what it's like on a network that actually cares. And like when I did Community, God bless you, NBC. But at that time, the administration was not a fan of the show. And at the end of every like we get done with our episodes, they're like, hey, can this last one be the season and series finale? And then on Fox, they're like, we're really behind the show. We really love it. And we're very excited. I'm like, really? I felt like, Little Lord Fauntleroy, who was taken in by, they're the nice people and be like, I don't have to steal anymore.
You don't have to. No.
Anyway, thank you.
Crime Scene Kitchen. Folks go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where something's already been baked.
Yes.
And they have to guess based on clues that remain in the kitchen.
Right.
To bake something as close to the actual item that has been already baked.
Yeah. So these are...
As you can see, I know what Crime Scene Kitchen is.
Thank you for
about.
Knowing. Even if you memorize that description, because I didn't even see you looking down.
No.
And yeah, so it's a mystery show where there's little clues throw them off, and so they could be making a meringue or a princess cake, which I gained 9 pounds each season I've done it.
No, you didn't.
I am not kidding, because the days are really long, because they're all cooking, and I just eat and eat and eat. There's Curtis Stone, Yolanda Gamp. Look up Yolanda Gamp's cakes on Instagram. You won't believe them.
Two peas in two. Gamp, right?
Oh.
Or no? Or
is it, I think just one.
Just the one pea?
Two.
Okay, very good.
Two. I was wrong. Anyway, yeah.
Excuse me.
Sometimes people get it completely wrong, and then once in a while they run out of time, and we end up drinking raw eggs, which we did one time.
Oh, my God. Like Rocky?
Yes.
Rocky Balboa? Jeez.
Yes. Wow. We blended it up, and then we did the movie Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which was a real horrifying thing that happened to entertainment.
Getty. It's Del Getty.
Wow.
Good Del
one.
Getty.
Good one.
Almost as great as the movie Oscar he did. Which was his 1920s gangster film he did.
All the Sly Stallone hits.
How to Cake It. That's her YouTube.
Oh, my God. So can you bake stuff like in real life or what?
I will say I can cook the hell out of a number of recipes, but I am bad at desserts.
Yeah.
I'm being sincere, but making a good dessert and making some of the creation, it's like a magic spell they put together, because I can't believe what they're pulling off. I'll look up a princess cake. It makes no sense on this earth. And they were made at a time when, like, France and England, they had, you know, royalty. And they were like, all these things should also be beautifully, they need to be seen. And they can't fall apart. And anything, if you screw up any one part of a dessert like that, then it's all ruined. So you're like, oh, you added another teaspoon of salt? It's horrible now.
Over. Finished.
It would have been great, and now you're the worst.
You keep it in.
And on Crime Scene Kitchen, if you lose, we actually execute you.
It's really...
The stakes
are high.
High.
They're very high.
They are very high.
Be careful. Wow.
But Fox is... They're okay with it. It's great.
How do you carry these out, Joel, these executions?
Oh, the execution?
Yeah.
They usually get a choice.
I mean, it is a show, right? I mean, you got to give the contestants a choice on how they want to be.
Usually,
executed.
I feel it's fun to walk a plank.
That makes sense.
This is old timey. Out to sea.
Crime Scene Kitchen.
Crime Scene Kitchen.
So again, it's not actually a crime scene in the kitchen.
No, there's a. What happens is there's more. The person bakes it. That's a mystery person. We kill them, drag their bodies out, and then the contestants go in. Fox is going to be like, can you not talk about murder so much?
Yes.
Yes.
Unless they do like it. I mean,
no, something was, but yeah, something. So to test it, they do have chef, like on staff, they have these chefs that go in and try to figure out what it is beforehand. Like, is it too hard or is it too easy?
There you go.
To figure those things out. Just like on, I don't know, like when the Fear Factor, when somebody had to eat the elk's penis first. Yep. It was probably a PA.
That's not a town
is
in
any
Canada.
Of this going to make...
A, that's not a town in Canada also.
Elk's
it?
Penis? No, that's in Minnesota. It's actually also a wonderful brewery there.
Two-piece.
So the Kraken, right? I mean,
the Kraken are going to Game 6.
Yeah, they are.
So at Climate Pledge in Seattle. So that
how many of those have you been to? Have
zero.
Been,
I'm about really? To zero. I've been banned
already
for fighting.
That's odd.
Yeah,
that's odd.
No, I haven't been to a Kraken game because I'm a workaholic, OCD, crazy person.
You,
so I haven't
you
been
do
there.
Work too much. You're in everything, man.
Have you?
Which
heard
is great.
House of Villains is coming out on Eve in September. I'm not kidding. I'm hosting that. We're taking all the most villainous reality stars, and they are all living in a house together.
Which is the item from The Soup from your decade and a half as host of that was the wildest? What do you got for me? Where you're like, really? Are we really going to air this on The Soup? You got a good story for me on that?
Well, this, Joel. Okay, a lot of, now that RuPaul's Drag Race has become like Peabody winning and is crazy. When that show first started, if you look at the first episodes, it is some of the dirtiest jokes you have ever heard, and we could not show clips of it on The Soup. And you would be like, this is too dirty. And so we're like, okay, well, but it's a show that's on now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that, I remember thinking, oh, that's, so I don't know if this stuff will make it to air, but there was so many glory hole jokes on that. No, so that's never.
We're on live, so everything's making
air. Are we really?
Air. Yes, we glory.
You just hit a button.
No,
people heard that.
Yeah.
Did they really?
I'm gonna get emails.
Sorry. Okay, I would like to apologize.
Thank you
on behalf of Roku.
Thank you
and Rich Eisen
and Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial
amazing
Radio Network.
I'm trying to think of a clip where I was. I remember when the cast of Mad Men and
the cast of Mad Men,
Keith Olbermann and LeVar Burton. We would put multiple offers out and usually get no response and be like, no, we're not mm-hmm. coming. And then everybody agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, I guess we'll all have them on. And they all came on at once.
Hold a minute. Cast of Mad Men, mm-hmm. Keith Olbermann.
And LeVar Burton.
All walk into a bar.
And LeVar Burton improvised. He's just like, he literally went, I'm the redhead on the show. And it was really funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
And that was a good day.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I remember when Bryan Cranston and, spacing. Sorry.
Aaron Paul.
Yes. Sorry, Aaron.
Shoes. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Aaron. They came on when the show was not popular at that point, mm-hmm. and they came on in hazmat suits. And
yes.
And then all of a sudden it became the greatest
Are
show
you
on
serious?
Television.
They came on before Breaking Bad became big.
Same thing with Norman Reedus and Steven Yeun.
We're going to give you the ultimate comeback player of the year award. We're going to have you sign the Rose Bowl seats.
Yes. Can I? Should I sign? Put a curse on it since I've cursed and sworn this entire time.
No, it's all right. If we're off,
you can't hit a button that.
We're working on those systems.
This show's been around for 30 years. No,
dude, we have been. You want to talk about different ways of ownership and things of that nature? We've been through a lot, but we're going to have you sign the seats.
All right.
If you want, you could say what string were you on that day?
I think they ran.
Fourth string.
What comes after ninth?
Tenth.
I think a
tenth string.
Circles. I like.
There it is. So this is how you walked into the Rose Bowl dressed like that?
Yeah. No sunscreen. No hat. Just totally responsible.
That's very Michael Shannon look right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've gotten that.
Wow. Look at you, man.
Yeah. I was. Why am I so serious?
Because you're tenth string.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way I'm getting hurt.
Oh,
there is not a chance I'm getting hurt during this game.
Crime Scene Kitchen, Monday, June 5th, 9 Eastern on Fox. Make notes of it. Joel McHale, you are one of my favorites. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I cursed so much.
No, it's all right. You've hopefully apologized on behalf of the entire Rich Eisen Show operation.
But it's funny because people are like, I'm offended. And now I will go to a game and scream those same words out at people wearing uniforms that I don't like
laundry.
From the other team.
Laundry, as Seinfeld always referred to it. At Joel McHale on both Twitter and Instagram. Joel McHale, Crime Scene Kitchen on Fox. Animal Control as well on Fox, because this man is essentially the owner of Fox. He's like the lost Murdoch.
That's probably a show coming up.
Joel Murdoch.
Are you in the Succession finale?
I would do that.
You're in the
I just started watching that show. My Lord, it's the greatest show I've ever seen.
Incredible. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's the funniest show. Yep.
That's supposed to be a drama. I've never laughed harder at a supposed drama than Succession.
I have to keep rewinding scenes I was like,
agreed.
It's incredible. It should be renamed Horrible People Doing Horrible Things to each other in the best way the time. It's too long of a I think the best soundtrack.
I agree.
Since Star Wars.
We're with you.
It's good.
Joel McHale right here on the Rich Eisen
Show. All right, thanks for having me.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale.
I'm going to go slide my chair.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen. America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Once again, apologies to anybody that may be offended by the couple of F-bombs that our latest guest just dropped. Joel's one of my favorite people. I adore him. He's as funny as they come. Comedians sometimes work a little bit blue. And
that's what they do.
I also understand, again, how people will have an issue with language like that. He's just being comfortable in a comfortable setting, and I'm, you know, thrilled that he feels comfortable sitting here, and he's obviously welcome back as much as possible.
Again, he guest hosted 8 years ago.
Yeah, unbelievable. I love him.
And he also thought we had a dump button in his defense.
Well, so. At any rate, Rock, we might have some hit the dump button on us, but I hope not. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. I'm about to give you the toughest schedule in the NFL.
You did that already, Rich.
No, I've got the toughest schedule, like legitimately. Darren in Chicago, though. Let's take your phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Darren? You there, Darren?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
What's going on, brother? What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I'm just tired of Brockman bashing our Jets.
Uh-huh.
You gotta have him stop it. How irrelevant were the Patriots from 1960? Mm. 41 years before they won a Super Bowl. They were the laughingstock of the league for decades.
You've been the laughingstock of the league for 50 years.
I wouldn't say laughingstock for them as much. Come on now.
I mean, I love Grogan, and I love the bring back the old uniforms too for the Patriots. These new spacesuits.
No, here's the deal. Let me just say this, Darren, because again, Brockman feels this way. He also plays a little bit of a role, but I do believe he feels this way about the Jets. And the Jets and the Patriots have a longstanding rivalry that never really used to be until Parcells left the Patriots, took Curtis Martin, went to the Jets, brought Belichick with him, and then Belichick left and went to New England and is just dominated ever since, with the exception of a couple of years. But the Jets never obviously reached the promised land once, let alone the number of times that they did with Brady. The Jets just got to do it. That's it. And that's it. The Jets have to do it, and they have to do it. And if Rodgers shows up and he does actually provide the juice to get to the Super Bowl with the conference the way that it is, honestly, it might be tougher than anything the Patriots ever did. Because in all those years, there was Manning, Big Ben kind of showed up. But other than that, there was just one team that could really give it to the Patriots. This time around, there's about 10 other ones. So this is it.
It's just an attitude. Rodgers brings an attitude. That's all you need is one guy.
He better bring a little bit more than attitude. But I appreciate the call, Darren. I'm fighting the fight.
Be well.
But the Jets have to do it. Jets have to do it. And if they do it with Rodgers right now in the current climate of this conference.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, because when Brady was doing it against Peyton Manning and Peyton Manning was trying to do it against Brady, there was Big Ben and there wasn't anybody really anywhere else quarterbacking that was anything. You could say, what, it's that Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes are those three of this current generation? And now you got a bunch of other kids with huge-ass arms and big-time games.
Game's different. Rules were different.
Toughest schedule. Let's talk about, in my mind, toughest schedule. Throw out the whole business of strength of schedule. Easy, tough, throw it out. Because you're using last year's numbers. Last year, the number of teams to make the playoffs after missing the previous season, 6. 2 seasons before that, 7. 2019, 5 teams. 2018, 7 teams. Throw it out. There's going to be, on average, based in the last 5 years, half of the playoff field will be new. So you don't know. So when you look at schedules, you've got to see what is the toughest in terms of ordering them, where you are. Giants have a really tough schedule. They've gotten 6 of their first 10 are on the road. That ain't easy. But to me, the toughest schedule in the NFL belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. That's a fact. Because they are one of four teams to finish the season on the road with back-to-back games. Only four teams. And yet, they start the season with three out of four on the road. And two of them are in the Eastern time zone. Out west, one of them's a Monday night game at Cincinnati. So obviously, the league wants to have a nationally televised Super Bowl rematch. I get it. One's at Indianapolis. Well, I imagine they'll stay out there, right? What, are they going to fly back to Los Angeles in a short week, turn around and go back to Indianapolis? I don't know. They got to sit there and have those conversations right now in their offices. Also, what also makes it tough? Only one team in the NFL, one, plays four games against teams coming off a bye.
Wow.
And that's the Rams. The Niners have four games, such games, but one of the games is coming against a team coming off a bye. They're also coming off a bye. Not the Rams. The Rams have four games in which they're playing, and then the next week a team's coming off a bye. Week 7 against Pittsburgh, week 8 at Dallas, week 14 at Baltimore, week 15 home against Washington. So two teams with late byes, they're playing them after it. Late in a season. That's a tough schedule. So everybody's like, oh, what a tough schedule. Ooh, the Rams are playing the NFC West. That's not that tough a division because of Arizona, whatever. I'm not talking, because you can't predict how good teams are. You can predict how you feel when you're going from the West to the Eastern time zone. You can do that.
Facts.
You can see, predict, boy, that's a tough road trip. How far you're going. Three of the first four on the road. Only four teams finished with two in a row on the road at the end of the season. Rams are one of them. And the only team in the league with four games against teams coming off of byes, and you're not one of the teams as well. Because the Niners have four games against teams coming off a bye, but they're one game against Jacksonville. The Niners are coming off a bye themselves. That's the toughest schedule. And if you're Stan Kroenke, you're calling somebody up in the league office saying, well, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
What gives?
And somebody might remind him, like, how's L.A. treating you? And he's probably saying, pretty well.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Feeling good, Lewis.
Pretty good. Hollywood Park is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Staring at the trophy in the case.
Yep.
That'll wrap it up for this show. I want to thank my guests in studio, Andrew Whitworth, Joel McHale, Jim Nance. What a great story that was.